Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up in our 9 o'clock hour, we'll have a little bit of email. Mr. Bonafide is, Lloyd Bonafide, the Korean War veteran, is going to be singing his rendition of Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. And just a couple of other little items. We actually got a gift this evening I'll tell you about. And I'm on the line right now with Justin McElroy, who is the senior class president of Canyon High School, which is in northern Los Angeles County. He joins us on our Newsmaker line. Justin is 17 years of age, and the students at Canyon High School, the seniors, the graduating class of 2006, have had a series of meetings there with the not only the principal of the school, Dr. Rourke, but also with the school district on the school's selection for a baccalaureate speaker. And Justin, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. We appreciate it on behalf of all the seniors at Canyon High School.
Now, who was the individual approached by your school to be the baccalaureate speaker? And when is your graduation, by the way?
We're graduating on June 16th. There's going to be a senior senior class photo day following that, but the baccalaureate speaker and the valedictorian speakers and the graduation itself will be on June 16th.
All right. The choice of the school to approach is Robin Williams, the actor. Is that correct?
That was what they told us at a senior class meeting. We had an assembly last week, yeah.
And you are not in favor of this?
No, we're not. I mean, our class is pretty... got pretty upset about it because not because of anything really radically bad, but we don't think that having somebody who was kind of a big deal, I guess, to our parents or what have you, that doesn't really do anything for us. And
but Robin Williams was a major film star.
Well, I know he was. I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but
that's all right. Go ahead.
I know that Mr. Williams was a very big film star, and he was pretty important too, as I said, to our parents and to like their friends and everything. But he's not considered by my, I guess, generation, if you want to call it that, to be really that funny, or he's not even. No one even really cares about him, and I guess it would be like if you had a graduation in your time and they said, well, you know, we're going to have, I guess, I don't know, Clark Gable or, you know, somebody.
Actually, I graduated from high school in 1970. Clark Gable would have been kind of cool, you know, but...
Well, I mean, it's kind of different for us right now.
Well, Robin Williams is a comic actor, but your class felt strongly enough about it to meet with your school's principal. You met with the...
Well, we met with our student advisors. We met with our prefect council advisor, Mrs. Hoddins, and then we met with Dr. Rourke, who's our principal, and then we met with the school board president, who is a man named Robert Russell, and all of them said, well, Robin Williams is... Because apparently somebody knows him, and we went, yeah, that's fine, but he's... Why do you want to make us listen to him? Because he's, I mean, there was rumor, and have you ever seen Robin Williams? Or
yeah, I've seen his movies. I've seen him a lot.
There is a very, very serious problem right now with methamphetamine and that kind of thing. And I mean, he seems to fit the bill. And you know, and
are you saying you think that Robin Williams is a meth addict?
Well, I don't know how you can not think that when you look at how sort of, you know, I guess...
He's very hyper. His act is very hyper, right?
Yeah, well, it's hyper, but it's not funny. It's like just watching a meth addict or something. I don't know.
But all right, now you have a list. By the way, we have no knowledge that Mr. Williams is a meth addict, and we also don't know that he's actually accepted any invitation to speak at your school.
Well, that's true, and we're hoping that he will reject it. And one of the reasons why I wanted to come on your program tonight is to say or whatever, if Mr. Williams is listening right now, I mean, you know, we don't mean that you're not a good actor or what have you, but we hope that if you get an invitation to speak at Canyon High School that you will not do it, that you'll turn it down because we don't, the students don't want, you know.
You do not want this man to be your baccalaureate speaker?
No, sir, we don't.
Now, there's a list of people who you consider to be acceptable that you...
These are the people that we had wanted, and they didn't do anything about it.
All right, let me give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show with Justin McElroy. Justin's a student at Canyon High School. The seniors are graduating on June 16th. there was discussion of inviting as a baccalaureate speaker Robin Williams, the well-known actor and comedian. The students, the senior class, went to the school administration as well as the school board and asked that this not be done. This is a very strong statement. This is a very strong, Justin, this is a very strong statement against Mr. Williams.
Yes, sir.
Why? In other words, I can understand if you don't like the guy's comedy. Why can't you just sort of...
Well, because we don't think he's a good example. I mean, I don't want to say I don't know anything about him, but Robin Williams, to my generation, is just like this old meth addict. I mean, he just, there's stuff he does that is very disturbing, and he disturbs us. He also is not as funny as everybody says he is. I mean,
All right, let's go through this list here of the people that you had asked for.
We presented this list to Dr. Rourke, who's our principal. We also presented it to Mrs. Huddins, who's our prefecture advisor, and we said these are the people that we want to have. And if you want me to read it,
yeah, go ahead.
We said that we would like to have Dave Chappelle, or we would like to have Will Ferrell.
Just go ahead and read the list.
Okay, Dave Chappelle, Will Ferrell, Mike Judge, Kevin Smith, Jason Lee, Jay Mewes, Chris Rock, Misha Barton, Sarah Shahi, or Sarah Alexander.
Okay, now those are all actors and comedians. So you're not against having an actor?
No, no, not at all, sir. I mean...
Okay, those are all actors and comedians that you consider to be a little bit... Now, Jason Mewes, is he the guy in the...
Yeah, he's an actor in the Kevin Smith movies, and he's very funny.
Is that Jay and Silent Bob, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and Kevin Smith is the director.
Yes, sir.
And Jason Lee is also a guy that worked with Kevin. Now, is he on that movie or on that TV show?
Yeah, My Name is Earl.
Okay. Misha Barton is?
She's on a TV show called The OC. She's really very, hot and everything. And Sarah Shahi, you should know, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, Sarah was on our TV show Teachers, and she's a beautiful woman. She's also a very bright lady. She'd be a good person. And Sarah Alexander's the same.
Also, we wanted to have Mike Judge, who created Beavis and Butthead and also does King of the Hill, and also Will Ferrell, who, see, we just don't want to have an old man who is a bad influence.
And you feel that Robin Williams would be a bad influence?
Yes, sir.
All right. Because you feel he looks like an old meth addict? Is that what you said? Now, again, we have no knowledge that the man is a meth addict. We don't have any knowledge whatsoever that this man is anything other than normal, because what you see...
Mr. Henry, if I could interrupt you.
Go ahead.
We kind of heard all of this already from our teachers.
Well, I understand that.
All this is our teachers, who are people who are big fans of Robin Williams. They want to see him. Okay, great. But that's our teachers. What's that got to do with us? Because Robin Williams has been very disturbing. He has scared many students who've seen his movies.
Let's talk about Good Morning Vietnam, one of the great performances, a great movie. He plays the part of a Armed Forces radio disc jockey in Vietnam. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. Uh-huh.
What about that? That's a film, I think, that showed his acting talent, his incredible sense of humor.
Not really to my generation. I mean, it's pretty lame. I know that it's sort of a classic movie to a lot of your kind of people, but it was pretty stupid.
All right, what about Good Will Hunting? It was one of my favorite movies with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Well, I mean, that movie was, if you're talking about Good Will Hunting, is it?
Yeah, he plays a teacher who inspires the Matt Damon character.
That movie didn't make any sense to anybody that I knew. I mean, Matt Damon, we kind of liked him, and that was like the last good movie he did, really. But it was sort of gay. It was just it was kind of gay the way that, I mean.
Well, all right, what about Mrs. Doubtfire?
That's another really popular Robin Williams movie, but it's also really disturbing to watch because, first of all, it's stupid because, oh yeah, sure, the guy is a nanny and his kids don't recognize him. And then number two, that's so disturbing to see the guy dressed as a woman, coked out of his mind, you know, snorting meth in his trailer. I mean,
you don't know that he was doing that, though.
Well, you can't not. If you look at Mrs. Doubtfire, I'm sure Robin Williams just, oh, yeah, okay, let me get into a dress, and then I'll snort crank or something.
All right, hold on for a minute here. It sounds to me like this young man cannot quite articulate, but the class is united. They do not want to have Robin Williams, the actor, as their baccalaureate speaker at Canyon High School in northern L.A. County. Now, Mr. Williams, I don't even know if he's even been approached, but the school administration would like to have Robin Williams be there as the speaker. The kids don't want him. They think he, in the words of Justin, is some old meth addict. They think he's, quote, disturbing to look at and that his films are disturbing. They presented a list. They wanted Dave Chappelle, Will Ferrell, Mike Judge, Kevin Smith. These are all people of fairly contemporary to these kids. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. When you get a baccalaureate speaker at your high school who is the import of a Robin Williams, and the students say, no, we don't want him because we just don't think he's funny, we don't like his movies, at what point do the students, you just have to say to them, you know what, we've decided, we're your teachers, we're your parents. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I love my mom and everything, but her and her friends, they're nothing but like suburban sex hogs.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We had a couple of comments. With me is Justin McElroy, the senior class president of Canyon High School, talking about the fact the school wanted to invite Robin Williams as a baccalaureate speaker. You don't like Robin Williams, you say, and you mentioned that he looks like a meth addict.
Well, I mean, he's disturbing to kids of my age.
Now, let's talk about, because a couple of people called and mentioned that there are individuals who've had some run-ins with the law with regard to drugs. Jason Mewes is one of them.
Yeah, that's not the same thing. I mean, Jason Mewes doesn't, if he did use drugs, and I don't know that he did, he doesn't need it to be on the camera. Robin Williams probably has to snort tons and tons of uncut pharmaceutical methamphetamine in order to be funny. And
you don't know that that's true.
What?
You don't have any proof of that. Well, let's talk about some Dave Chappelle. Has he not had some run-ins with the law with regard to drugs?
First of all, Dave Chappelle is very funny, and also the reason why they said that he did drugs is because of the pressure that was on him. At the time, Mr. Chappelle had a television program and also was doing, like, one of the funniest stand-up acts ever, okay? And Robin Williams has no pressure on him. I mean, he does, like, a movie every 2 years, and they generally suck, and in the middle, he's just going to his pharmacist and going, yeah, you got anything, you know, got any uncut stuff today? Can I just snort it off the counter? I mean, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Your sarcasm, man, doesn't help you make your point, though. You know,
it's not sarcasm.
Yeah, it's sarcasm. Robin Williams, there is no proof that this man.
There's no proof that Jason Mewes does drugs either.
Well, isn't there something? Isn't there like an arrest report on Jason Mewes?
That's an arrest report. Doesn't mean it's for. It doesn't mean it's for. Like he's guilty.
All right. Well, we're going to hear from other people here tonight. Our number 1-800-449-8686, and we're talking with Justin McElroy, high school senior.
Well, I mean, I can talk to callers, but we're really basically here, Mr. Henry, to please say to Robin Williams, if he's listening to your show, or I don't know if he is, but if he is, please, please don't be our baccalaureate speaker. If they call you, please turn it down and go. Like, if he spoke at a college, that would make sense, because maybe they're older and maybe they think he's funny. I don't know. I mean, I'm just.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Roy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I'm just, you know, listening to this kid talk, you know, which I'm not really that much older than him. I'm 27 years old. And listening to him talk, what's that?
I'm 17. That's like 10 years.
It's 10 years, but, you know, the generation gap is not really all that great. And we watch the same movies, bro. We're the same target audience for MTV. We're in the same category. Okay?
I don't know.
So,
the
thing is, man, if you're speaking for everyone on a part of your school, you know, I feel really bad for that school. I mean, you come out with words like that's gay. I mean, what kind of word is
somebody? Well, you know what I'm talking about. Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire? Are you kidding? The movie's so gay, it's like everyone knows.
Like, you said, Good Morning Vietnam, that movie sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about when you say something like that, you know. I don't know what movie you were watching. But, you know, I feel really bad for, I mean, your generation. If you're the best they have to offer, if you're the one that they voted for to talk on this show, man.
I'm the senior class president, okay? I mean, I'm sorry if that's not good enough for you, but I know that our class... Okay, let me ask you. Were you the senior class president?
No, I was.
Yeah, okay. So right there shows that I'm more better qualified.
Well, I tell you what, I had a lot better words than to describe somebody else other than that's gay and his movie sucked. I mean, come on. You should have more vocabulary than what you have now.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you saw Mrs. Doubtfire, are you telling me the first words out of your mouth wouldn't be, okay, yeah, thanks. Thanks for the gay movie. Thanks.
No, I thought it was a good, entertaining movie that I would take my kids to watch anytime.
Well, that's the difference. I don't have kids. It's aimed for me, and...
Well, when it first came out, I didn't have kids either, bro, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, look. Robin Williams, are you trying to tell me, yeah, hi, I'm your dad, but I'm in a dress, so you don't know what it's the stupidest idea.
Wait a minute, are we reviewing movies here, or are
different, Phil.
Well, it shows how stupid Robin Williams is by doing a movie like that and then going back to his trailer and snorting,
that's all
caffeine.
Speculation there, man.
Yeah,
No facts behind that. You know, where you're getting way off base here.
What are you, like the president of the Robin Williams fan base or something? Come on, man. I mean, first of all, the only people who I know that will rent his movies are old. And
you're talking to a man
Bro, I mean, I'm 27. I don't consider myself old, but yet you made me sound like I was 100 years old, you know?
Well, first of all, you got kids. I don't, okay? I'm still in high school. You're not. You're like... whatever, you know, married and stuff. I'm not. I mean, how can you have anything in common with me? And also, Robin Williams is really disturbing to a lot of the girls in our class because he thinks he's cute, and now he's old, and his face looks messed up.
You know what? This man made a very good point, Justin, if I could just say. Your vocabulary,
I'm just telling this. He knows what I'm talking about. I'm not even talking to you know.
His face is messed up. The movie is gay.
It is. And Good Morning Vietnam. All right. It didn't suck. It blew. How about that? Blue. Just blue and blue.
All right. Roy, thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. We'll get back to more of your phone calls as we speak here with Justin McElroy, the high school president.
I mean, look at Mr. Henry. Are you telling me that I'm supposed to sit there and go, yeah, huh, here's Robin Williams, that's really great. When Sarah Shahi, I could be looking at that. Or Misha Barton, I could be looking at that. Or any of them. And instead, I got to look at his face, which is like some elf that has Crohn's disease. I mean, I don't know. He's also got more hair on him than an ape. So he's ape-like, and he looks like an elf. That has a degeneration disease of the skin. It disturbs a lot of the girls in my class. And then when I see him, yes, okay, I will say it because a lot of our students said it. I kind of feel like I want to know what it's like to snort crystal meth because he looks like he's having fun.
What are you saying? He's a bad influence?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been trying to say.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. These kids don't want Robin Williams as their baccalaureate speaker. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Justin, my guest is Justin McElroy, a senior at Canyon High School. Their graduation is on June the 16th. The school wants to approach, as a possible baccalaureate speaker, the actor Robin Williams. And Justin's class, the senior class, has been very vociferous, very vocal in not wanting Mr. Williams. You have, I have to say, Justin, with all due respect, you've used some ways of characterizing Mr. Williams that are downright offensive.
Mr. Henry, I don't want to, I believe that I've been forced into that because there's been people calling and saying, you know, why don't you like him? And I have to.
Well, you've inferred the man's a meth addict. You've said that he looks weird, that he disturbs girls. All of these things are beside the point. Isn't this a man that you could listen to? He's got extensive business experience. The man was studying political science before he enrolled at Juilliard.
He's just another actor dropout. You know, yeah, okay, great. He studied political science for a semester, then dropped out and went, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I mean, you want Dave Chappelle, you want Kevin Smith, you want...
Kevin Smith is a filmmaker, he's a producer, he runs everything, okay? And also, Dave Chappelle and Will Ferrell is like probably has done way funnier movies. Ask any kid in my school, Will Ferrell has done way, way funnier movies than any time that Robin Williams ever did a movie.
Look, as I said, I can't convince you. Let's talk about Mr. Williams for a moment here. If you talk about his films, he's a terrific actor.
Well, what do you think about his stand-up?
What?
What do you think about Robin Williams' stand-up?
About his what?
His stand-up.
His stand-up. I'm not a huge fan of it, but that's not why...
Well, see, right there, you just said it.
No, that's not why I like Robin. I like Robin Williams as an actor. There's a movie that he did a few years ago. It's one of my favorite movies of all time called The Birdcage. Great movie. He let Nathan Lane be the star. He showed great restraint. He was terrific. The whole movie was funnier than hell.
Well, okay, I don't know what to say about that because we have a generation of parents and teachers who tell us not to go gay, and then they say, oh, yeah, but The Birdcage, what a great movie. You know?
You got a generation of parents that tell you not to go gay.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Christians do. Then they say, oh, yeah, by the way, hi, I'm Christian, but have you seen The Birdcage? It's gay. Oh, God, is it gay? You should go see it. I mean, that only confuses young people today with the Iraq War and all this stuff that we got to do.
Okay, let me take a call here. 1-800-449-8686. Neil, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I would just like to say that this guy right here is absolutely a laugh riot because most people, if they even had the chance to get a star at all at any of their high school situations like that, they would be astounded and overjoyed. At this moment right here, it doesn't even look like the people that he commented on, especially of any of the actresses that were women, would even go on the show with being called nice pieces of asses or things like that.
I never
people
saw that.
Not come.
I didn't say that. The other thing is, our school is in the Los Angeles area, so it's close to the Hollywood area, and it's easier, I guess, to get some of these people because some of the parents work in the movie business and whatever. Like, I don't know where you go to school. Where did you go to high school?
Right around Nashville.
Well, okay. I mean, who are you going to... Well, you could probably get, like, the country western people. But, I mean...
Yeah, but they would have better things to do, like making their movies. Like, if you wanted Kevin Smith with his new production trying to come out with some of his sequels, he's not going to be able to come. The people that you mentioned, most of them probably might be actually Robin Williams fans. And won't have the opportunity to even come.
Well, how could they be fans of his when they're way funnier and Robin Williams isn't funny? I mean,
well, look, you could make the statement that he's not funny, and maybe you speak for your class, and maybe you speak for everything else. The point that I want to make here, Justin, that I think hasn't been made, you're a student. The parents and the administration ultimately have to decide, okay? And I know it sounds like a bunch of old man stuff, but technically you're still a minor. And you are answerable to what the decisions are made. Now, Robin Williams has got extensive show business background, much deeper than any of the people you mentioned.
Okay, great. So why don't they invite him and we'll sit there and we'll boo.
You'll boo?
Yeah, that's what we've told them.
You'll boo. They go out of their way to get this guy and you'll boo.
Yes, sir. Okay, they can invite him. Are we supposed to applaud him? Guy comes up there, more hair than nape. His face is like an elf or something? God, man, if you went to high school in Nashville, you could get Dolly Parton or whatever. That'd be cool.
I actually was saying, like, if you could possibly get somebody, if you could get somebody, there's other ways to do mediums of saying no to them. You could also, I don't know, sign a petition of all your people.
We did. And we did. We already did all of that.
And did you send it to them?
Yeah. We asked if we could get Misha Barton, and the school said no, Robin Williams. Like, where you went to high school, you could get Dolly Parton, okay? That's about as good as it gets.
No, I don't think anybody would want somebody.
Are you
would
crazy?
Want somebody that meant something to the school.
Are you crazy?
Yes, sir.
Dolly Parton.
Dude,
Dolly
it
Parton,
ain't about looking at
no.
somebody's big jugs, okay?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? Okay, hi, I go to school in Nashville, and we had a chance to have Dolly Parton swinging them in our face, but no, we went and we got, like, the president of the Janitors Association. That's insane.
Dude.
Actually, we had a World War II vet do ours, but, I mean, that's just,
okay, great.
That's actually pretty nice, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's really way better than Dolly Parton slapping
yeah,
your
it
head
is. Actually
until
means
you're
something
unconscious.
To a lot of people.
What?
You are completely right.
What?
Yeah, right.
He just said that they had a man who was a World War II vet. This is a history lesson. This is.
But I'm telling him, wouldn't you rather have Dolly Parton going, hi, y'all, whatever, and hitting your head with him?
Dude,
they
it's not a strip bar.
I'm sorry.
All right, Neil, thanks for your call. You're not at a strip bar, kid. You're at.
Hey, you know what? I can abide anything but not being called kid, okay? I'm going to be 18 in 6 months. And
all right, I apologize for that.
And what's wrong with me wanting to see Dolly Parton? Hi, I'm Dolly Parton. And like anybody's going to listen to what she's got to say, okay? They'll just be like zoning in on, you know, Blouse Clown 1 and 2.
Are you telling me, in other words, all you guys want to do at your baccalaureate is to sit back, kick back, look at some chick that's hot, look at some slamming beautiful chick, or listen to Dave Chappelle do his act?
It's either got to be funny or have, you know, it's either got to be funny or be built like a brick, you know, crap house. I mean,
let me go to another phone call here. Our number 1-800-449-8686. I got three teenage sons, okay? And even they aren't as dumb as you, man.
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry, dude. I mean, I had to say it. Here is Megan. Megan, go ahead.
Hi, this is Well, I just want to tell this kid that basically what he's saying about Robin Williams, that he's doing drugs, there's no proof on that.
Are you kidding? Have you ever seen his Have you ever seen him be in on a stage or whatever? Have you ever?
I've seen his movies. I think he's a fantastic actor. And by the way, I'm the same age as you, so
okay.
This is my opinion. Please listen to me.
Okay, what movie?
And second of all,
what movie did you see? What movie did you see?
I saw what was it? Mrs. Doubtfire. I've seen Patch Adams. I've seen
bad movie. Okay, next.
Wait a minute. Okay. You're not deciding for her. She's telling you.
Yeah, I've seen their wonderful movies, and I've seen Birdcage, which was hilarious. And second of all, entertainers that you have listed on for your list of people to come to your school.
Yeah.
First of all, Dave Chappelle is very open about his marijuana use. Second of all,
that's not the same as snorting crank off of your kitchen counter.
All right, but Jason Mewes has been in rehab for a heroin overdose.
Okay, because
you understand that?
Yeah,
heroin overdose.
Yeah, but at least
he's a phenomenal actor. Why would you want somebody like that to come to your school?
He's a great actor, and he's not hiding it. Robin Williams goes and snorts crank off of his garage
there
floor.
There is no proof of that.
There is
no
proof of that, man.
Misha Barton, what?
Are you kidding?
She hangs out with Paris Hilton, who goes out every night.
Hey, well, I'm sorry, you know. Well, you know what? I'm really sorry that you're a chick. You don't understand how it works, you know? I mean, yeah, we would like to see.
I do understand. I'm about to graduate, too.
Okay, fine. But, I mean, wouldn't you want to see? All right, tell me you don't want to see, like, Ashton Kutcher or any of them.
No, I would like somebody to come to my school,
right.
speak good words that I can go off with into my future.
What?
Not,
what?
Hey, dudes, let's go out and party.
Oh, okay, yeah, Robin Williams. Hi, I'm Robin Williams. A, get Nair for your back, and B, when you snort crank, snort it off of a hunting knife, serrated. I mean, what is that?
All right.
Wait a minute. Wait, this is stupid.
Robin Williams is very successful.
Robin Williams is great. Now, hold on for a minute. I want to say one thing.
Mr. Henry, I mean, I'm sorry. First of all, she said she likes the Birdcage. Okay, that's great, and I'm glad she does. However, I'm a guy, and all the other male students at our school are being told constantly by the Christians, don't be a gay, don't be gay. Now she says, oh, yeah, go see a gay flick, because that'll really help you, you know.
I never told you to go see that movie. That's your own choice if you want to go see that movie. And I'm in a high school, too, and first of all, nobody's ever told me not to be gay.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, not too far away from you.
Oh, you don't have, like, those like the Christian Students Association? We do, and they're always like, yeah, if you're gay, you're going to burn in hell or whatever. And so then they say, oh, yeah, go see Birdcage, because they wear dresses,
oh, actually,
and they're all taking it in the butt. And
hey, man, watch it. Watch it, dude.
Actually, I've mostly had the Christian students come up to me and talk to me about God intelligently.
Well, right? I don't know what you call intelligent. I mean, you're sitting here all, yeah, Robin Williams is really funny, even though, like, Mrs. Doubtfire is so disturbing.
It's not disturbing. It's supposed to be a family comedy.
Every girl that I talk to at my school thinks that he's really disturbing, and he looks like he'd grope you. Or.
All right. Oh. Look, hold on for a minute there, Megan and Justin, please. This kid is all about just impressions. He doesn't have proof of anything. All he's talking about is what it looks like to him. You know what it sounds like to me? Robin Williams probably is fine with him. He just would rather have Dave Chappelle. Jesus. Hey, kids, we have George Washington as your keynote speaker. Can you get Jesus Christ instead? All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, Laura Bush wouldn't say crap if she had a mouthful of it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Who did you say it settled with?
We told him we'd settle on Jim Carrey if they could get him. He's pretty funny.
You'd settle for Jim Carrey. I mean, what do you think this is, man? Your high school is some talent agency that they're going to book?
It's just that they go, okay, and now our baccalaureate speaker is going to be Robin Williams. And we don't get to say nothing about that. So he comes out and Jim Carrey would be a better choice, even though he's not really all that funny anymore.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay, Mr. Henry, since you're, like, over 18, I guess I have to listen to you.
No, you don't have to listen to me. I'm just, you know, giving you my opinion. That's what you've been doing all hour. You've been saying Robin Williams sucks. People say, no, he's good. You say he sucks. The fact of the matter is, the point that I'm making here is...
Yeah, what is your point? Because you've been just busting on me.
I'm not busting on you, but point I'm making is, they made a decision, they run the school, boom, end of story.
Okay, then we'll boo.
All right, then be children, man. You want to be an adult or you want to be a kid? Do you want to?
I want to get out of school and be on my own.
All right. Well, being on your own means you got to do a lot more than just like run around and do whatever you want. You got to like suck it up sometimes and sort of go with the flow.
What?
Oh, brother, man, have you got a father and mother?
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, they're both croaked.
Yeah. Well, it shows. You could probably.
You know what, man? You're on your own. You're on your own.
I hope I'm on my own.
Yeah, you're going to be on your own. You go ahead and you boo at Robin Williams. Act like a bunch of jackasses. Next time you go in for a job interview when you finally graduate from college, if you graduate from college, why don't you walk in there with the attitude that you get to call the shots right off the bat while the boss shows you the freaking door. You'll be homeless in about 6 months, and then you'll be snorting probably off the same freaking hunting knife that Robin Williams does.
Are you saying that I'll be like a crank addict?
Yeah.
God. You know what, Mr. Henry? I don't doubt that you're probably a queer.
What a dork. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, listen, man. First off, I'm 26. My girlfriend's 24. We're pretty much same generation here.
No, I'm 17. You guys are, like, not even in school.
Right. Okay. And what it down to is anybody would be honored.
What? I can't hear you, man. Your cell phone broke up. What?
All right, well, Greg, hold on, man. We're losing contact with you, Greg, so just hold the line for a minute. Let's go to Colin. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, yes. I've been listening to this guy talking about Robin Williams, and I think it's fine if he doesn't like Robin Williams, but if he's going to criticize him, perhaps he should be a bit more articulate, have points that aren't quite so irrelevant. If you're going to attack him, perhaps you should do a stand-up. Incredibly vulgar if you go to the school board and say, we don't want this guy to speak.
Oh, okay, Mr. Williams, thank you for calling.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just simply trying to give you a point of view by criticizing his films. He's made very well-respected films in multiple genres, comedy, drama.
We went to the school board and we said we'd really rather that you not have Robin Williams, and they said why, and we said because many of his films we find disturbing and frightening, And they said, like, what? We said Mrs. Doubtfire was very weird. And we also said that Birdcage was very gay-looking. And they went, okay, thank you very much. And then we went to Dr. Rourke, who is our principal, and we go, yeah, we don't want to have Robin Williams. He said, well, you know, he played like he's the principal, and he is the principal. We go, because Robin Williams' movies are not good. And he goes, well, we made the decision to do. So what is that about?
Not good, though. I mean, he's won an Academy Awards. He's very well respected in the film industry. He's been making films for over 30 years.
Mr. Williams, can you hold on for a minute?
Just let everybody hold on and watch it with the Mr. Williams crap. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you need? You need a guy who can lick his own eyebrows.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Teens today just don't want to be swept under a large gay rug.
All right, hold on for a minute. Brad, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Brad? Brad there?
Yeah, Phil?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, you're cutting out. I've been listening to this kid talk, and he's talking about he's more better qualified and more intelligent as the class president. But being the class president isn't about intelligence, it's about popularity.
Well, yeah, but we're getting swept under a gay rug. I mean,
if he were the class valedictorian, yeah, he might have a little bit more.
1-800-449-8686, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.